Okay, thank you. So we are unfortunately out of time for today. I want to thank Julia, Sapna, and Poppy for weighing in on this important issue and for sharing their thoughts and experiences. If you're interested in signing the Open COVID Pledge or just learning more about FTV, please visit freethevaccine.org. This has been Health on Earth at CKUT 90.3 FM. Next up is Hôtel de Bleu.
Evening, the time roundabout now on your dial should read 9 p.m. You're listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM, broadcasting from a small wee little house nestled on the side of Montreal's Mont Royal on unceded Mohawk territory. I'm your host, Vishwa Ramakrishnan, about to play for you some of my favorite blues hits, associates, and affiliates. To get tonight's program started off, here is L.C. Hubert playing Lucy Dunn Moved.
Well, Lucy Dunn Moody don't live here no more. Yeah, Lucy Dunn Moody don't live here no more. She said in love and somebody sure had to go. She packed her suitcase and moved on down the line. Yeah, she packed her suitcase and moved on down the line. Then the baby left me, man, I'm feeling fine. Well, you're real good, baby. That's why you got to die someday. When that day come, baby, I wanna be so far away. You played my piano, now you wanna beat my drum. You played my piano, now you wanna beat my drum. You told me that you love me, but now your man has come. Yeah.
Welcome back. The time roundabout now on your dial should read 9:03 p.m. You've been listening to, for the last 3 minutes, to Hotel the Blues, where I, your host, Vishwa Ramakrishnan, play for you some of my favorite blues hits, associates, and affiliates. Now, if you tuned in mid-track, that was L.C. Hubert playing Lucy Dunn Moved. Now, before we get the program started off, there's just a couple of announcements I'd like to make a note of. I've heard from some of our fans on the program that there's been some issues with the web player on CKUT's website. So, you know, when you go and click the Hotel the Blues webpage, right, you go down and you try to play a song or replay the show live from the actual web player on the website, you know, the program kind of comes out all chopped up, like, you know, like the first half is at the end and the second half is at the beginning part, and it's all wonky, to say the least. I've got in contact with the lovely production folks at CKUT, thank you Spencer, who's helped try to figure this woe out, but while they're working on the problem, they've advised me and have informed everyone else, and I would like to inform you as well, that the problem does go away if you download the show. So make sure that when you want to listen to your favorite shows in the past, or our favorite past episodes of Hotel the Blues, or you're just trying to catch up, just click the download button and download the show and then listen to it on your computer offline that way. That way you can ensure that the show is not going to be fractured and it'll be smooth playing all the way through. I will repeat this message on the second half of the program to make sure that it does reach all parts of the show in case somebody does listen to it in that fractured state by mistake. But if you've got any questions or concerns or any other technical issues should they arise, do feel free to email us at the show at hoteldubleus@gmail.com. And the website details are also on the websites, are also on the CKUT, sorry, the email details are also on the CKUT website, so you won't forget it. If you have any problems, questions or concerns or a song request, do feel free to give us a shout that way. Now, to keep the tunes rolling as we have finished these brief disclaimers and technical questions, we're going to turn to a new number by Charlie Parr. For those of you who are not in the know, I think I may have played Charlie Parr this past year, or maybe it was like 2 years ago, but he's a really awesome blues associate and a blues musician in his own right from Austin, Minnesota. He takes a lot of influence from like the likes of Charlie Patton, Booker White, Reverend Gary Davis. Especially Reverend Gary Davis, so you can definitely hear on Charlie Parr's guitar picking, because it's very intricate stuff that he's doing, you know, very reminiscent of the Reverend's kind of work. Well, without further ado, I'm going to cut the talking, as I always overdo. Just let's hear him out on his latest contribution. Here he is playing The Last of the Better Days Ahead. Hope you dig, here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
Money can't buy back that 64 Falcon that you sold in your 20s and regretted it was gone. 'Cause you thought it contained some meaning or some answers to a life that you never bothered to question or even take a good close look at. And it broke your heart to see how it had been so important, from the feeling of the steering wheel to the rubber on the road. And now it's grown unrealistic proportions in your mind. Now in your 50s, why can't you forget how the chrome bumper shined in the sun? If you could just go back, even for a minute, you could forget how you don't even know what it was you've lost. Why you always feel so empty in spite of all you have? Were those feelings you remember even real? Were they honestly about some junky old Falcon or any other thing that you could own? Now it's all so stale and you feel so very old, like you've taken all your chances and tossed them all aside for some stupid piece of metal, like shiny bits of trash to line the stolen nest of a greedy neighborhood crow. So you drive back to your hometown to visit with your past, but nothing looks the same anymore. Except you can see all that you squandered where you were shining all that chrome. You were handed all you needed without cost, but you were too blind to see it, and you took it all for granted, and now you want to complain. Tell me just what it was that you lost. Well, now you start to panic, and your gas is running low, and you need to find some meaning for your stranded on the road. And the engine finally dies near a soybean field of dust. You just sit and watch the sunset turn the entire sky rust. Turn the entire sky rust. Turn the entire sky rust. We'll be right back.
into your game.
Welcome back. Just to recap the last couple of tracks you heard in that set. Two tracks ago, we heard from Lucky Lopez Evans playing Tail Dragon. And from whom you just recently heard, that was the Leapfrogs, perhaps most famously known for featuring Al and Arthur Gunter on the guitars. That was their number, Dirty Breeches. Now, to keep the tunes rolling, without further ado, here is Selwyn Birchwood playing Trial by Fire. Hope you dig here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
Nobody knows why. Feel the way I do.
Nobody knows why.
Nobody knows why. Lonesome man so blue.
Nobody knows why.
It's a long, long story, but I'm not telling you. Nobody knows why. Nobody knows why. A gal named Flo.
Nobody knows why.
Nobody knows why. She loves a guy named Joe.
Nobody knows why.
It may seem funny, but who will ever know? Nobody knows why.
Lord, he don't change my baby mind. There wasn't nothing but the devil. Lord, he don't change my baby mind. every day just now seems like murder now.
Welcome back. The time roundabout now on your dial should read 9:30 p.m. Just to recap the last couple of tracks you heard in that set. Two tracks ago, you heard from Scatman Carruthers playing Nobody Knows Why. And if you ever look up a photo of him, I'm sure you've seen him on TV and you've probably heard his voice too, most notably as the voice of Jazz on Transformers. He also played a role in, of course, The Shining, you know, playing the role as Dick Halloran, you know, the guy who helps Danny, you know, find his skill, you know, and why the ghosts are actually coming after him in the first place. And he's really the guy who actually saves Danny and Wendy Torrance, you know, from the craziness of Jack Torrance in The Shining. But yeah, that's the same. He's also the actor in that, but he also has a really cool music career. So I highly recommend you check him out if you dug that song, as I did. And after that, we heard a really far out tune. That was by Bob Roseman and Djeli Musa Diawara. Djeli Musa Diawara, who is a Guinean, kora player. So if you don't know what a kora is, well, you just heard it. It's that kind of glimmering kind of sound that you heard in the last track. You know, it's really, really far out. It's a 21 string instrument from West Africa, and my gosh, what a sound! You know, and of course, Bob Roseman is an ethnomusicologist, which is a fancy word for a person who goes and studies music and also the culture, the history, and traditions that surround the sound. So that was them together collaborating on this number titled Maloyan Devil. and that was off of their album titled Ocean Blues, right? It's a really cool album. I highly recommend you checking it out. But it's man, you gotta admit, that's a really far out sound the two have got going there. Now, to keep the tunes rolling, without further ado, here is Dawn and Dewey playing Kill Me. Hope you dig here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
My blood is troubled now. I said, but what is good morning? I'm gonna get out here. Well, I did my little blocky hand up the country brown. I said, when I get my fabulous brother boy, I'm going up the country bound. And then, Mr. Dealer, I hope to get our boy down.
Ooh, ain't she fixed? I'm trying to tell you, she sure is fine. I can make the gravy, may take a little time. Look at that wall. Just love to hear her talk. I'm trying to tell you, she sure is fine. I can make the grade, it may take a little time. She can romance. I'm trying to tell you, that girl is fine. I can make the grade, it may take a little time.
Welcome back. The time runabout now on your dial should read 9:42 p.m. Now, just to recap the last couple of tracks, or rather three tracks you heard in that set. 3 tracks ago, we heard from Buddy Boy Hawkins playing Jailhouse Fire. And from whom you just recently heard 2 tracks ago, you heard from Lillian Offit playing Miss You So. And just that last track, that was Johnny Wright playing Look at That Chick. Now to get the tunes going, without further ado, here is Teddy Bunn playing The Evil Man's Blues.
I'm an evil man, don't you bother with me. I'm an evil man, don't you bother with me. I'll empty your pocket and fill you with misery. I've got 900 women, I need 100 more. I've got 900 women, I need 100 more. Then I'm gonna put a padlock, honey, on my door. Gals to the left, gals to the right, gals every day, and gals every night. I've got so many women, I don't know what to do. So I'm telling you, honey, I ain't no good to you. If you want to be happy, don't hang around with me. If you want to be happy, don't hang around with me. 'Cause I'm an evil man, but I want to set you free.
On the corner, trying to thumb her eye, 'cause I just got to see my baby one more time. I wrote a letter, but a letter just won't do. That's why I'm trying to make my way back home to you. Standing on the corner, trying to thumb a ride. Standing on the corner, trying to thumb a ride. Headed down to Memphis, that's where my good gal be. North Carolina ain't got no hold on me. I done quit my job, sold my hunting dog too. I'm doing all I can to get back home to you. Standing on the corner, trying to thumb a ride. Standing on the corner, to you, Willie. Now don't you pass me by. Been out here all day long trying to come alive. Ain't got much money, ain't got much time. I even walk people, Lord knows I ain't mine. Standing on the corner trying to thumb around. Standing on the corner trying to thumb around. Somebody give me a ride. Hey man, can I ride a little ways with you? I'll sit in the back. That's all right with me. Headed down Tennessee, Memphis, Tennessee. That's where my good gal be. Bought me a house. Oh, me and me.
Johnny, what's happening, man?
What's going on, man?
Oh, man, it's all right.
Tell me something, Albert. Whatever happened to Hop Wilson, man?
Well, Hop left us, man.
He did. Boy, he sure used to play that guitar over at the Red Lily Q.
Yeah, he would lay that steel in his lap. He would get down, man.
I used to like the way he said, I believe my baby got a black phone.
Oh, yeah.
I believe
Wichita Falls. I got to thinking about the big leg woman. There wasn't no walking on. I believe my baby got a black cat bone. Look like everything I do, everything I do is wrong.
Wichita Falls. Got to thinking about my big leg woman. It wasn't no walking on. I believe baby got a black cat bone. Yeah. Seem like everything I do, seem like I do it wrong.
Quebec, vaccination against COVID-19 is underway, but not everybody is protected yet. Even if you've been vaccinated, you still need to respect basic health measures, like wearing a mask, maintaining social distancing, and washing your hands regularly. You must also get tested if you have symptoms and follow self-isolation guidelines. Find out about the measures in place at quebec.ca/coronavirus. Follow all the health guidelines, all the time, no exceptions. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
L'épidémie mondiale de la COVID-19 a affecté les vies de chacun de différentes manières. Elle a également attiré notre attention sur l'intensification du racisme systémique et de la xénophobie sélective envers nos amis racisés dans notre société canadienne. Il est compréhensible que chacun d'entre nous se sente anxieux face à cette maladie dangereuse. Cependant, ce sentiment d'angoisse ne nous donne pas le droit de commettre des crimes de haine et de discriminer nos amis asiatiques, noirs, autochtones et autres personnes racisées. Il n'est pas acceptable d'associer la maladie COVID-19 aux Asiatiques, en particulier à ceux d'origine chinoise. Il n'est pas acceptable de commettre des abus physiques et psychologiques à l'égard des personnes racisées. Il n'est pas acceptable de vandaliser des entreprises appartenant à des Asiatiques et à d'autres marginaux. Nous devons arrêter de normaliser et cesser d'accepter les comportements racistes et les discours de haine à l'endroit de toute communauté racisée. Au contraire, pendant cette crise d'épidémie mondiale, nous devons ensemble nous éduquer et comprendre les concepts de race, de racisme systémique et de la justice raciale au Canada et ailleurs. Souvenons-nous, malgré qui et où nous sommes tous humains. Nous devons apprendre à nous tenir ensemble en tant que citoyens du monde pour une communauté plus saine, plus sûre et plus heureuse.
Welcome back. The time runabout now on your dial should read 5 minutes to 10 on Hotel The Blues here at CKUT, broadcasting from a small wee little house nestled on the side of Montreal's Mont Royal on unceded Mohawk territory. Now, just to recap the last couple of tracks you heard in that set prior to the PSAs and advertisements, 2 tracks ago we heard from Big Daddy Wilson playing Thumb A Ride, and from whom you just recently heard the last song in that set. That was a trio of big blues hitters. That was Albert Collins, Robert Cray, and Johnny Copeland playing together on their tune Black Cat Bone. Now, for those of you who are paying attention to the news and are on their social media devices, you probably are aware of a special holiday that just passed us this week by the name of Juneteenth. And some of you may be wondering what that's all about. So, for those of you not in the know, Juneteenth originates from Galveston, Texas, and it's about how the Union Army first landed there. You see, after the Emancipation Proclamation was made, and after the Confederate States of America surrendered in the Civil War, lots of parts of the United States still had slavery, and emancipation didn't come until there was actually a Union Army presence in the area to actually force the plantation owners to emancipate their slaves. So on June 19th, 1865, right? That's when the Union Army first went into Galveston, Texas, and proclaimed the order to emancipate all the slaves. And from Galveston, Texas, it spread across America as a day of commemoration of the emancipation of enslaved African Americans. And the reason why this has been a holiday, just to be clear, this has been a celebration and a day of significance for literally decades, right? Literally since the first Juneteenth celebration and later spread across America. But the reason why there's such a big media uptake as of recent is because the president just recently signed it in as a federal holiday for this year. So this past June 19th, 2021 was the first time Juneteenth was seen as a federal holiday in the national calendar. But that being said, right, I would like to once again, as I always like to try, at least I hope I tried well enough at least, to specify in the program that as much as now Juneteenth is now celebrated as a federal recognized national holiday, we've got to recognize that the celebration of the emancipation of enslaved Africans, it cannot end here, and nor is this victory just a sign of, oh, things are better now. All the problems have been solved. As allies, we've got to recognize, that many of the problems facing our African-American and Afro-Canadian comrades and friends are still existing. The legacies of slavery still persist to this day in the form of increased incarceration rates, of lower wages compared to white and non-black workers. Like, in these forms, in these systemic and material and very much very real forms that you see every day, the fact of the matter is the legacy of slavery, which is Juneteenth is supposed to commemorate the end of, still persists to this day and in various other forms. We've got to recognize, to tie it back to some of the artists who play on this program, the fact of the matter is the plantation system did not die with emancipation, right? It changed into the sharecropper system, right? In terms of slave codes, those changed into penal codes, you know, ways of regulating black bodies in the South and across the United States. So in these forms, right, the legacies of slavery, both legally and materially, have persisted despite emancipation. And we've got to recognize that though we are celebrating Juneteenth, right, at the same time, we've got to recognize that there's a hell of a lot of work to be done. And we as allies ought to listen to our African-American brothers and sisters and friends to see what we can do, you know, to help further their struggle for liberation, right? So with that in mind, right, I've got a tune that kind of celebrates and commemorates Juneteenth, and it's sung by one heck of an awesome singer. This is, of course, Gladys Bentley. Now, if you don't know who Gladys Bentley is, Gladys Bentley comes out of the Harlem Renaissance. That is the Renaissance of blues and other kinds of African arts that came out of Harlem in New York back in the 1920s. She was black, a lesbian cross-dressing performer who headlined many, many shows and was backed up by a chorus line of drag queens. So that's pretty badass, I gotta say. That's pretty far out. So who better to sing this tune for us? Here she is, Gladys Bentley, playing Juneteenth Jamboree. Hope you dig here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
If you really want to play, please get set aside a day. Grab your duds and come and meet the Juneteenth Jamboree. Man, they really pitch a ball. Load of wigs, the jobs and all. Everything is strictly free. The Juneteenth Jamboree. There's no shirking, no one's working. Everybody stops. Guns are chopping, corks are popping, doing the Texas hop. If you really want a spree, chicks galore, I'll guarantee. Grab your duds and come and meet